said the Gruffalo's child, as she sat on a stump where the snow lay piled.
"I don't believe in the big bad mouse, but here comes the little one out of his house. Not big, not bad, but a mouse at least. You'll taste good as a midnight feast."
"Wait," said the mouse. "Before you eat, there's a friend of mine that you ought to meet. If you'll let me hop onto a hazel twig, I'll beckon my friend, so bad and big."
The Gruffalo's child unclenched her fist.
"The big bad mouse! So he does exist!"
The mouse hopped into the hazel tree. He beckoned and said,
"Just wait and see."
Out came the moon. It was bright and round. A terrible shadow fell onto the ground. "Who is this creature so big, bad, and strong? His tail and his whiskers are terribly long. His ears are enormous, and over his shoulder he carries a nut as big as a boulder."
"The big bad mouse!"
yelled the Gruffalo's child. The mouse jumped down from the twig and smiled. "Aha! Oh-ho! Prints in the snow! Whose are these footprints? Where do they go?"